Meeting Module Unit 8, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand questions and answers used in politely declining invitations. If you think that you might have forgotten the meanings of some of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review them. If you think that you know the meanings of all these sentences, you should begin learning how to say them. The situations on this tape are set in the PRC. The following conversation involves turning down a formal invitation. Listen.
Why? 这是李宾斯。
喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。
Repeat, Protocol Department.
李宾斯。李宾斯。Repeat,
Hello, this is the Protocol Department.
喂, 这是李宾斯。喂, 这是李宾斯。
Answer the telephone yourself now, saying, Hello, this is the protocol department. You'll get a reply.
Why? 这是李宾斯。
喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。
Again.
Why? 这是李宾斯。
喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。
Now repeat, Ambassador Leiden.
莱登大使。莱登大使。Repeat
the word for secretary.
秘书。秘书。Repeat,
Hello, this is Ambassador Leiden's secretary.
喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。Try
responding to the receptionist yourself now. Say that you're Ambassador Leiden's secretary.
Why? 这是李宾斯。喂,
我是莱登大使的秘书。Again.
Why? 这是李宾斯。
喂, 我是莱登大使的秘书。
The conversation continues.
大使接到你们的请帖了。
Repeat the word for invitation.
请帖。请帖。
Repeat the verb used for receiving a letter or phone call.
接。接。The
verb 接 is used here with the result ending 着, which indicates success in obtaining something. Repeat, the ambassador received your invitation.
大使接到你们的请帖了。大使接到你们的请帖了。
Notice that because the object, 你们的请帖, is not an amount object, the marker le for completed action comes at the end of the sentence. Say it ahead of the speaker now. The ambassador received your invitation.
大使接到你们的请帖了。The
secretary continues.
很可惜,因为他有事。 8月9号不能来,请您转告李部长,很抱歉。Repeat,
unfortunately, or what a pity.
可惜,可惜。Repeat,
unfortunately, because he has a previous engagement, he can't come on August 9th.
很可惜,因为他有事,8月9号不能来。 很可惜,因为他有事,8月9号不能来。Notice
how the short phrase 他有事 is used to mean he has a previous engagement. It's considered perfectly polite in Chinese to say that you're busy without going into an explanation of why. Notice also that the phrase 很可惜 starts off the Chinese sentence just as unfortunately does in English. Repeat again. Unfortunately, because he has a previous engagement, he can't come on August 9th.
很可惜，因为他有事，八月九号不能来。很可惜，因为他有事，八月九号不能来。
Now repeat the verb to inform or to pass on a message.
转告，转告。
Repeat, Minister Lee.
李部长，李部长。
Repeat, please inform Minister Lee.
请您转告李部长。请您转告李部长。
Say it ahead of the speaker. Please inform Minister Lee.
请您转告李部长。
Now repeat the adjectival verb which means to be sorry for not fulfilling one's social responsibilities.
抱歉，抱歉。
Repeat, I'm very sorry.
很抱歉，很抱歉。
How do you say, unfortunately, because he has a previous engagement, he can't come on August 9th?
很可惜，因为他有事，八月九号不能来。
How do you say, please inform Minister Lee?
请您转告李部长。
How do you say, I'm very sorry?
很抱歉。
Listen as the receptionist responds now.
很遗憾，莱登大使不能来，我替你转告一下。
Repeat the idiom, very regrettable.
很遗憾，很遗憾。
Repeat, we regret that Ambassador Leiden can't come.
很遗憾，莱登大使不能来。很遗憾，莱登大使不能来。
Say it ahead of the speaker.We regret that Ambassador Leiden can't come.
很遗憾，莱登大使不能来。
Now repeat the prepositional verb for in the sense of in the place of or substituting for.
替，替。
Repeat, I'll pass the message on for you.
我替您转告一下，我替您转告一下。
The prepositional verb 替, meaning in place of, is different from the prepositional verb 给, also translated for. Repeat, I'll buy it for you.
我给你买，我给你买。
The object of the prepositional verb 给 often receives a benefit.Now repeat, I'll teach for you.
我替你教书，我替你教书。
The prepositional verb 替 means to substitute for, to take the place of. It's used to describe taking over a task which someone else had an obligation to do or had planned to do. In other words, doing it in his place. Unfortunately, both 替 and 给 can be translated as for. But if you think of 给 as meaning for the benefit of,and T as meaning in place of, there'll be less problem. How do you say, I'll pass on the message for you?
我替您转告一下。
Let's review some of the vocabulary that's been introduced so far. What's the word for secretary?
秘书。
What's the word for invitation?
请帖。
How do you say, received your invitation?
接着你们的请帖了。
How do you say it's very unfortunate?
很可惜。
What's the verb to inform or to pass on a message?
转告。
How do you say I'm very sorry?
很抱歉。
What's the prepositional verb meaning to substitute for?
T.
Now try putting the conversation you just learned into Chinese. I'll give you the sentences in English one at a time. Hello, this is the protocol department.
喂，这是李宾斯。
Hello, I'm Ambassador Leiden's secretary.
喂，我是莱登大使的秘书。
The ambassador received your invitation.
大使接着你们的请帖了。
Unfortunately, because he has a previous engagement, he can't come on August 9th.
很可惜，因为他有事，八月九号不能来。
Please inform Minister Lee.
请您转告李部长。
I'm very sorry.
很抱歉。
We very much regret that Ambassador Leiden can't come.
很遗憾，莱登大使不能来。
I'll pass on the message for you.
我替你转告一下。
You may want to rewind the tape and try this conversation again. Now let's turn to another conversation. A group of Canadian students in Peking is trying to set up a joint trip with a group of Chinese students. Listen.
马明理，我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩。
Repeat the word for fellow student.
同学。同学。
Repeat a few of us students.
我们有几个同学。我们有几个同学。
Repeat the name for the Great Wall.
长城。长城。
Repeat, plan to go to the Great Wall for an outing.
计划到长城去玩。计划到长城去玩。
Repeat, a few of us students are planning to go to the Great Wall Saturday for an outing.
我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩。我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩。
Say it ahead of the speaker. A few of us students are planning to go to the Great Wall Saturday for an outing.
我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩。
The conversation continues. Listen.
你们能不能一起去？
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
Repeat the question, can you go with us?
你们能不能一起去？你们能不能一起去？
Notice that the word can is translated with 能 here. Notice also that the adverb 一起 is used to add the meaning of with us to the sentence. How do you say, can you go with us?
你们能不能一起去？
Try asking the question again. You'll get a reply. Say, can you go with us?
你们能不能一起去？
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
Again.
你们能不能一起去？
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
Now repeat the word for timely or opportune.
巧，巧。
Repeat, truly untimely, or more loosely, we really couldn't make that.
真不巧，真不巧。
Repeat, there's no way, or it can't be helped.
没办法，没办法。
Repeat, we have a previous engagement that day. We have no way of going.
那天我们有事，没办法去。那天我们有事，没办法去。
How do you say we really couldn't make that?
真不巧。
How do you say we have a previous engagement that day? We have no way of going.
那天我们有事，没办法去。
Try responding to the invitation yourself now. Say that you really can't make that. That day you have a previous engagement. You have no way of going.
马明礼，我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩，你们能不能一起去？
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
Again.
马明礼，我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩，你们能不能一起去？
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
The Canadian replies, listen.
希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。
Repeat the verb to get together or to gather, to assemble.
聚，聚。
Repeat, find a chance to get together.
找机会聚一聚，找机会聚一聚。
Notice that the verb 聚is reduplicated here using the syllable e. This makes the activity sound more informal. Also, this verb is usually used to mean get together at someone's place, rather than get together to go out and do something. Repeat, I hope that later we'll again find an opportunity to get together.
希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。
Say it ahead of the speaker. I hope that later we'll again find an opportunity to get together.
希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。
Try responding to Ma Mingli yourself now. Say that you hope that later you'll again find an opportunity to get together.
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。
Again.
真不巧，那天我们有事，没办法去。
希望以后再找机会聚一聚吧。
Now let's review this last conversation you just learned. I'll give you the sentences in English, you put them into Chinese. Ma Mingli,A few of us students are planning to go to the Great Wall Saturday for an outing.
马明礼，我们有几个同学星期六计划到长城去玩。
Can you go with us?
你们能不能一起去？
We really couldn't make that.
真不巧。
We have a previous engagement that day. We have no way of going.
那天我们有事没办法去。
I hope that later we'll again find an opportunity to get together. Now here's the other conversation you learned on this tape. Put these sentences into Chinese. Hello, this is the protocol department.
Why? 这是李宾斯。
Hello, I'm Ambassador Leiden's secretary.
Wei, 我是莱登大使的秘书。
The ambassador received your invitation.
大使接到你们的请帖了。
Unfortunately, because he has a previous engagement, he can't come on August 9th.
很可惜，因为他有事，8月9号不能来。
Please inform Minister Li.
请您转告李部长。
I'm very sorry.
很抱歉。
We very much regret that Ambassador Leiden can't come.
很遗憾，莱登大使不能来。
I'll pass on the message for you.
我替你转告一下。
This is the end of the tape, end of meeting module unit 8, production tape 1.